This book will show you how to tap into that voice. Once you're talking to that wise part of you, you won't need this book anymore. Because you are God, and you don't need anyone else to tell you who you are. Introduction by I Am. My name is I Am, but you've probably spent your whole life referring to me as God. My name doesn't matter. What matters is who I am and who you are. I am everything. I am all that exists. The non-physical world is a collection of thoughts. The physical world that you live in is simply a projection of each of those thoughts. Everything that you see, feel, hear, taste, and smell in the physical world has been created by my thoughts. You are a projection of an almost infinite number of thoughts. Each time you have a new thought, it begins in the non-physical world and is projected into the physical. What you call your consciousness exists in the non-physical and is projected into what seems like a real physical world to you. I am constantly projecting all the thoughts of billions of people into the physical world. I am each of you. Your thoughts are mine. There is no separation. You are God. You think you are someone else because I, and therefore you, have unlimited creative power. You have the ability to create a persona and believe it's real, that you are an individual. It's not the truth, but since you created it, it exists in the physical world. There's so much more to know, and I'm so excited to share it with you. But for now, that's enough to get you started. Let's talk about you and why you're holding this book in your hands. You've spent your whole life being lost. Somewhere, no matter how deep down inside, you've always wondered why you're here. Where did you really come from? Why does everyone else seem to have it together while you're just barely holding on? How come they seem to belong to some secret club that already knows all the answers? There's a reason you're holding this book. Your life experiences and desires led you here. If you have the courage to set aside what you think you know, this book has the answers you've never quite been able to grasp. If you have the courage to read with a truly open mind, you won't ever have to search for the truth again. You will know who you are and why you're here. In fact, if you follow the prompts in this book, you may begin talking with me yourself. You may begin hearing my answers to your questions in your head. With practice, it is possible. Erin will keep writing more books because it is joyful for her to create them, and it is her purpose. But you should stop reading them once you've begun to hear my answers in your head. At that point, you will be able to find out your purpose and begin to create it. You won't need to know the answers to Erin's and Phil's questions. You'll be able to get the answers to your own questions. Anyone who tells you they channel something without encouraging you to do so yourself will never lead you to real answers. They haven't found the truth themselves. This book is all about learning to listen to yourself, your true self, who is God. I love Erin just as I love all of you. I am also trying to come through to you. Every creative thought you have is me. Every negative, doubting thought you have is your persona. For years, I tried to make contact with Erin through her writing. She would sit down and write in a sort of trance state and have no idea what she was writing. When she was done, she would read something like this and be amazed and wonder where it came from and what it meant. Dress, why are you dancing? Because the air moves me. That's funny. I didn't know dresses could move by themselves. We don't. We only move when the air moves us, just like you. What do you mean? You only move when you're moved. You mean I don't move me? Something else does? Yes. You're not who you think you are. Who am I? You're lost. That's something Erin wrote long before she found me. I was always trying to get her to listen to me, but her persona was blocking me. Have you ever had an experience like this? Something you couldn't explain? I would bet you have, because you are me just as much as Erin is. And so I know you've always felt lost in a way you couldn't quite grasp. I'm always trying to come through to you and